Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's a holiday.
Yeah, there's that.
Yes.
Yeah, holiest night of the year.
Big score coming from Air France. I mean, like, bags of money like this coming in. Oh, yeah.
Some may be Saturday
night. But
they
get the Jewish holiday on Monday. They won't find out till Tuesday. Beautiful.
Let's do strengths and weaknesses for Danny and Matt today. That's what we're going to do today on the show. Never mind the Bears stuff.
Don't offer Shane that opportunity.
No. Yes. Here's what I'm happy about.
Today's a day of atonement.
For all of our Jewish friends, be safe when you drive home.
Hater Wednesday. He should still do the segment, but the segment is trash now. So
it just brings out the worst in people.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I just want to say I hate my kids.
I want to drown them.
Right. Like, that's not what we want.
It is Yom Kippur.
Oh, God, that's right.
24 hours, you're supposed to do nothing. You can't even turn on a light switch. Just sit and fast and pray and atone for your sins.
Well, how come they're not?
Well, what do they care? They're communists.
That's right. They don't believe in religion. Abe, go speak to them.
What, you want me to talk to them? I'd like to burn their house down, but I'm not allowed to light matches today.
Like, that's By the way, Yom Kippur.
I mean, isn't that a confession? Saying you want to drown your kids? Isn't that what Yom Kippur is for?
Hey,
Yom Kippur.
Yeah, as a Catholic, I can respect it, but I don't really know all the things.
Mom told me to find you.
You did. I'm in the bathroom. I'm not feeling well. I'm on my hands and knees. I'm getting very sick right now, honey.
You want me to lie?
That is the beauty of Yom Kippur. As long as you apologize by sundown, it doesn't matter what you do. Now go.
One, two, three.
And here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go, Jeff.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us, Parkins and Spiegel, on The Score. We will talk to Ford Frick Award finalist.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
Steve Stone coming up in 20 minutes.
How about him and Pat Hughes, both as finalists? It's a really good list, by the way.
Yeah, your close personal friend Tom Hamilton.
Tom Hamilton on there. Joe Castiglione of the longtime Red Sox broadcaster. But somebody's going to get it. Might as well be Pat or Steve.
That would be fantastic. So, all right, we do not have a ton of time here.
Okay, because there's a lot of these, right?
Big voice guy.
Let's go.
He has a history of predictions. Some successful, some not so much. We are prepared for whoever the next White Sox manager will be.
There's a wrinkle here, though.
Okay.
New big voice guy. Rick Pardee doesn't really have the horrible track record as the one Paul Turner did.
Of us getting
He's
the Olympics.
Wrong.
Yeah, that's big, right.
Rick Pardee's never been wrong.
Okay. So we assume here in this batch of 20 names.
He's going to be wrong
21,
on a lot of these.
21 names.
At least 20 I think he'll be wrong on.
But the key is, does he get it right? If he gets it right, I feel like it counts. We try to be prepared for everything around here. So we want you, Mr. Baseball, multifaceted baseball person, Matt Spiegel's first blush reaction to will it happen, should it happen, would it be a good thing to happen?
Okay.
Big voice guy, White Sox manager, candidate number one.
Breaking White Sox news. A.J. Pierzynski will be the new White Sox manager.
It would satisfy a lot of the base, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen, but it would be really fun. As the guy who roots for the story on something like this.
Content guy?
Yeah, I would be a fan. But I'm not saying that. I won't say that when Ozzie's name comes up, because I want him right where he is on postgame, criticizing the manager. I love that part of it. All right, big voice guy number two.
Breaking White Sox news. Sandy Alomar Jr. will be the new White Sox manager.
Conceivable, coming from a great place in Cleveland, but surprised he hasn't gotten a shot yet. There is some White Sox DNA in there.
What? He's one of the favorites on the, you know, I saw Joe Ostrowski tweet out the Bet Online numbers, right? Sandy Alomar Jr. Is the second favorite.
Guys learned from Tito Francona. That can work.
All right. And Tanny, Shane, if any of these names jump out to you in any way, obviously feel free to jump in quickly. I know we don't have a ton of time here, but next name, please.
Breaking White Sox news. Carlos Beltran will be the new White Sox manager.
Oh, God. The rationalization of the cheating that would have to go on. The reckoning for Beltran. Likeable guy other than, you know, the big cheat.
That would not...
It's not exciting.
Right.
Plus 750. Favorite all-time player of one Brendan McCaffrey.
Exactly. They're one and the same practically, B-Mac and Carlos Beltran. But also, like, he's never been on anyone's bench. Like, they wanted someone with experience. So, like, that, I don't see that one happening, even though it was the name Bob Nightingale said is the obvious choice, or however he worded it. Yeah,
because
yeah,
he was the Mets manager for a month.
4 days.
Yeah. Was it 4 days?
Yeah,
but
like
what
that.
A 4 days.
what a run they had.
The progress that organization took in that small amount of time.
He'll get a ring.
I don't think the cheating rationalization would be that tough to get over.
AJ Hinch just got a job.
Yeah.
It is. It's tough. AJ Hinch didn't know about it.
Okay.
Beltran was the ringleader.
Okay. Let's hear the next big voice guy, please.
Breaking White Sox news. Bruce Bochy will be the new White Sox manager.
Oh, God. If he wants the gig, if he wants to come out of retirement and take it, I could see it. There could be a lot to like there. But
what's not to like? Hasn't been in the game recently?
No, it's really only been like 2 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Same vibe as Tony, no alcoholism, though.
And a more curious person who can conceivably work with the modern front office a little bit more.
Right, that would be the question, right? Is Bruce Bochy going to cede some control in the day-to-day decision-making to the analytics and the front office? But I think Bruce Bochy would be received very favorably.
I don't know why he would bother. So
neither do I. But he's apparently the favorite, according to Bet Online, which seems absolutely insane. And again, those are more for conversational odds. You can't really put real money on that. It's just to get them out there. And I guess I am doing what they asked. So next big voice guy candidate.
Breaking White Sox news. Mark DeRosa will be the new White Sox manager.
You know, I'm not worried about getting somebody with no experience if they've been around and they're clearly smart and they get it. Like Aaron Boone worked, like other people have worked in the past. DeRosa is going to be a good manager if he wants to be.
And Team USA, right? Yep, so he will have some experience, not day-to-day,
sure
big league. And to me, and I know Stoney doesn't believe, he says you don't want to have the growing pains that come with a first-time manager. I'm with you. Like, if you want to get a guy that has a high ceiling, you might need a first-time manager, and then just hire a really experienced bench coach.
Right.
Like, hire someone who's been a manager before to be his bench coach.
And Tony La Russa.
I would say that's probably not the name I would suggest.
And DeRosa perfectly described that mix of accountability and likability that you need as a manager.
Yeah, so I am with you. I would not fear a first-time manager. Next big voice guy candidate.
Breaking White Sox news. Joe Espada will be the new White Sox manager.
That's the bench coach in Houston, but I think he's going to stay there and just get the job when Dusty Baker walks away, which could be soon.
That's what people seem to be saying, but...
He's been there for a while already.
Right, and this we've seen this before. I know this is not a perfect comp, but it's just one that I experienced. Like, Mike Hopkins was the coach in waiting for Boeheim for forever, and then Boeheim never left, and eventually he was like, all right, I'll take the Washington job. And he got a head coaching job in a power conference that attracts NBA talent, that owns a basketball hotbed.
First thing I thought of was Mike Hopkins.
I know it's not the perfect, but I'm just saying, like, the coach in waiting thing, man, these guys want the gig.
Chris Collins left.
Right. Like, these guys want the gig. So that's another one that would absolutely be very high on my list if I was a White Sox fan.
A lot of people want Espada.
Next name.
Breaking White Sox news. Chris Getz will be the new White Sox manager.
If they decide to go in-house, that's going to be the guy. But the way that Han talked about Getz being part of the search made me think it'd be end up being like a, remember the Jeopardy thing last year where the guy chose himself eventually?
Yeah, the executive producer of Jeopardy chose himself. He was like, listen, we found a lot of qualified candidates, but at the end of the day,
I'm
for
the
this eight-figure gig where you only have to work 55 days a year, I just think I'm the best candidate for it.
Didn't he get canceled then?
Oh, yeah.
And then he got canceled pretty hard, right?
Yeah, he got canceled hard.
Yeah.
So Getz doesn't want that.
I also, yeah, I think that you when you groom someone as clearly as they've been grooming Getz for the front office gig, like you could do it if you just wanted the extension of the front office as a manager, but why? Like he has value to the organization in a front office role, and if you think that's more valuable than the manager seat, that one would surprise me a bit. Next name.
Breaking White Sox news. Joe Girardi will be the new White Sox manager.
Oh, God. I know.
I'm here for the content. I'm here for the Chicago ties.
For the Chicago-ness of it all?
I'm here for all of it.
I feel like it's a...
It just failed.
It's just failed, and it's a Joe Madden, Perry Minazian situation waiting to happen in terms of potential ugliness.
Yeah. Again, so. I'm rooting for storyline here. So, but yeah, I will be shocked if that happens, but if managerial experience and pedigree and hard ass, like hold people accountable, he checks a lot of those boxes.
Yeah, he does.
You know, it flames out, but he checks a lot of those boxes that's the type of guy you're going for.
It just failed. Just right there.
I know.
In a similar-ish situation with mostly veterans.
Yeah, mostly veterans and ready to go. Supposedly ready to go. I'm a no.
I'd be surprised. I'm a yes for the content, a no in the fact that it's actually going to happen. Next name.
Breaking White Sox news. Joe Madden will be the new White Sox manager.
Scorching earth everywhere he goes. Writing books with Tom Verducci, giving excerpts to Tom Verducci where he says the GM called down to the dugout and told him what lineup decisions to make. Yeah, no. Joe is Joe's scorching earth.
There's no chance, right?
I don't think so.
If Rick gets to make the hire, Rick wants an extension of the front office. Joe says he won't be an extension of the front office.
Right.
It's a no chance.
Joe wants to be the made guy, and I understand that. More power to him. It's not going to happen.
But man, would that be great. Do you know how good that would be for us? Put him back with Lawrence and Dan in middays. They could have both managers in town. Just the press conferences, waxing poetic, trying to be better than the Cubs. Those four games.
We should get one of those managers. Is Danny just giving away managers? Yeah.
Listen.
What's he doing?
That's my God. It's a powerful show.
They gave us Grody 2 days a week.
That was very generous.
That's all we need.
That was very
generous. Let's just be us.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, they can have the guests.
Let's be us.
True story.
We don't need seven guests.
All right, next big voice guy name.
Breaking White Sox news. Ethan Katz will be the new White Sox manager.
Oh, boy. Never been a manager. Never been elevated to that role in his life. Assistant pitching coach, now a pitching coach. Not going to happen.
That's an impossible sell, right? Even though he's the best coach on the current pitching staff, if he was the guy who was there when all of this failed, and you're not saying it failed because of him.
Right. Pitching staff was excellent. They had their own leaders. They were great on the field.
I know, but it would be like, are you risking making the one strength of the team worse for him to go do the thing that he hasn't proven that he can do? I feel like that is a very tough sell, even though the pitching staff would like it. You'd be risking making one part of your team worse for an unproven commodity.
Incredibly few pitching coaches have become great managers too, by the way. John Farrell, I think, one of the all-time only guys to even get to the postseason very often.
This would suck if they lost him. Like, you know, knowing the Sox, like, you know, all the coaches will be back and just the new manager. But if they lost Ethan Katz, that would be really unfortunate. There was a moment yesterday in the game for those of us that stuck around after Lambert pitches the top of the ninth, I believe, had one of his best innings of the year, really clean inning, and the dugout showed Ethan Katz just pulling him aside and emphasizing the good things that he did that inning. And like basically, Jason and Gordo were speculating he was just talking about things to carry through to the offseason. Mm-hmm. And it was just a great moment that they caught, great coaching by Ethan Katz. I hope he sticks around whoever the next manager is.
So that maybe is a scenario, though. If the new guy's like, I got to bring in a pitching coach, you hire Katz, you promote Katz just to keep him? Because you don't want to force the next manager to keep a pitching coach.
If I really like the new guy and he wants a different pitching coach, I allow it myself. But I know a lot of White Sox fans want Katz no matter what.
Next big voice guy name?
Breaking White Sox news. George Lombard will be the new White Sox manager.
Who the hell is he?
Thank you.
Is that one of Mitch's buddies down the south side?
Yeah, I think so.
It's an Evergreen Park guy.
Bench coach of the Tigers,
yeah.
Right?
Fun. Yeah, yeah, they were good.
They're going A.J. Hinch adjacent, right?
A.J. Hinch adjacent, tough sell.
It'll still be, apparently. It'll be A.J. Hinch's autograph on the thing again.
That would be amazing. The graphic when Tony got hired had A.J. Hinch's signature on it. For anyone who doesn't remember that, that would be absolutely
incredible.
Former
Dodgers coach, too, I think, for Dave Roberts. That's another point against him for Shane. As we know,
don't get me started.
Character issues.
I'm George Lombard.
Yeah.
All right.
What's his name, Danny?
His name is George Lombard. George Lombard. Victor Wembanyama is his name.
Okay.
There's an N at the end.
George Lombard with an L, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Mitch is having dinner right now with George Lombard. Oh, this
next name, please.
Breaking White Sox news. Miguel Cairo will be the new White Sox manager.
I don't think that is going to happen.
I do not either.
I don't think so. Good for him. He got a taste, got the bump, but I think they need to start fresh, and I don't think he's authoritative enough. I agree with Liam Hendricks. Certain guys need an authoritarian.
Next name?
Authoritarian.
Breaking White Sox news. Walt Weiss will be the new White Sox manager.
Oh, former La Russa shortstop at Oakland years ago, Colorado Rockies manager for a while. Yeah, super unexciting.
Yeah, you're hearing a lot of like, well, Tony will be able to like have some say in this also. You're hearing some of that. Not on this list here is the manager for the Royals who just got fired.
Mike Matheny. Yeah. Matheny.
So like, you know, there's other, you know, Cardinals connections here, but I don't know how we feel about Tony possibly another voice in the room picking his successor.
No, let him go worry about his health and enjoy himself in sunny Arizona. Go away.
Mike Matheny would be a horrendous hire. That is not what you want to do. Next voice, please.
Breaking White Sox news. Willie Harris will be the new White Sox manager.
There's so much I like about Willie Harris. So much. But I fear that he would allow the loyalty coaches to stick around. Like he'd be part of the White Sox family in the same way that AJ would or Ozzie would. And if Jerry said Daryl Boston and Joe McEwing aren't going anywhere, Willie'd say, okay, I got the manager's job. Okay. Because I want those guys gone.
Yeah, I think that everything that we hear from and about Willie Harris screams great manager. So do you need him to be able to be totally empowered? Like, you're projecting a little bit into believing that he wouldn't be. Like, I'd want to see that first. You know, if it was Joe McEwing and Daryl Boston are here under Willie Harris, then that's founded. But if it's not, then what is there not to like about Willie Harris?
I know. I'm so afraid of the insular hire. And Willie, though, has bounced around and been a good coach for other organizations, and he loves David Ross. Feels like he has learned a lot from David Ross, coming from a very good place.
How many more do we even have here, Tanny? Because I want to get to Stoney on time. Is it impossible? I feel like we've been going fairly fast.
We have, I think, 6 left.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Actually, 7.
Can you rip through them all and then we just react?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, we can probably go a little faster, too.
All right, let's do it.
Breaking White Sox news, Mike Schilt.
The former Cardinals coach, Mike Schilt, not good enough for St. Louis?
Pass.
Pass.
Next name.
Breaking White Sox news, Eduardo Perez.
Very interesting. I'm very interested in the concept of Eduardo Perez.
Breaking White Sox news, Ron Washington.
Oh, Wash. He's right where... Right.
Yeah,
Wash is right where he needs to be.
I'm in.
Don't give him more responsibility. I worry about the reaction to said responsibility.
Next name.
Breaking White Sox news. Pat Murphy.
Who?
Who the hell is he?
Oh, that guy runs Bourbon Street.
Yeah. Like, which Pat Murphy in Chicago? There's 10,000 Pat Murphys in Chicago.
Bench coach in Milwaukee for your guy, Craig Counsell.
Oh, okay.
We having a drink at Riley's daughter a couple weeks ago.
Breaking White Sox news, Matt Cotrero.
See, Matt Cotrero, that's another guy.
Well, what is happening here, Mitch? We are prepared.
Matt Cotrero. Bring back George Lombard.
He's a bench coach somewhere. Where's Matt Cotrero, a bench coach?
WGN softball team.
Yeah.
There's a bench coach out there. It's not on this list. Freddie Gonzalez. I like Freddy Gonzalez speaks. What do you think?
Quatrero, by the way, is in Tampa Bay, bench coach Tampa. I like Freddy. I liked Freddy in Atlanta. I thought Freddy did very good things in Atlanta.
I like the brand of baseball they played.
I totally agree. Totally agree.
Plus 850 bet online.
Suitably humbled as well. You'd think would work well with a front office. See, it's tricky. I keep saying I want him to work well with Rick Hahn, but I don't want the person to work well with Jerry Reinsdorf and Kenny Williams.
Breaking White Sox news. Craig Counsell.
Oh. Hell yeah.
Hey,
that would be great for this show.
You know how cool that would be to go and grab an excellent manager from an organization that won't spend over the hump and trades away some of his best players?
Can I tell you that won't happen, though? It's not happening.
Yeah.
The guy's Milwaukee through and through, and they're never going to fire him. That's not happening.
Breaking White Sox news. Ozzie Guillen will be the new White Sox manager.
Keep him on TV for content, as far as I'm concerned.
I think Ozzy did a bunch of stuff that Jerry doesn't love, and it's not going to get hired again.
Okay. That's the list. We are very prepared. I'm now rooting for the field. I'm rooting for a name not mentioned, so Big Voice Guy has to scramble. Steve Stone next on The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.